Restoring My Soul, Monday the 10th of November. His life becomes our life. The Apostle Paul declared, "And because you are sons, that is, having been sealed by the Spirit of adoption, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba Father." Significantly, this means that Christ has become the believer's life and the substance of their expression as an individual and unique Son of God. This is why it is the Son who cries out, Abba Father, within them. If Paul said that the Spirit of the Son, which is the seed of a person's sonship, is sent into their heart, why are we saying that this seed is planted in their spirit? The heart is the meeting point of a person's spirit, soul, and body. It is the very essence or centre of their being and expression. Together, the spirit and soul constitute the inner man, and they are indivisible. The spirit is a person's identity. It is who they are. Who a person is or wants to be is expressed through the faculties of their soul. These faculties include their will, mind, and emotions, and they influence how they behave, make decisions, communicate, and interpret their environment in and through their body. When the Word of God is proclaimed, it makes a division between the spirit and the soul, revealing the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Although a person's spirit is part of their heart, this division means that the seed, carried by the Word, is able to be planted specifically in their spirit. We know that it is planted there because the spirit of a man, which is the innermost being of the heart, is identified by the Scriptures as a lamp. As Solomon explained, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. This lamp is lit when the seed of a person's sonship is germinated in their spirit by the Holy Spirit. This is when they are manifest as one of the stars or lights of heaven that Abraham witnessed. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4 verse 6, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, Proverbs 20 verse 27, and Genesis chapter 15 verses 5 and 6. For further study, Galatians chapter 4.